both are in the process of paradigm shifts. The paradigm shift in philanthropy was first identified in 2000 in a couple articles in Foundation News. It has been accelerating since then, driven by new technology, information technology, the globalization of the American economy, immense new wealth in younger hands, which changed the demographics of wealth for philanthropy. And basically the younger generation of very wealthy people did not buy the rhetoric of the traditions of philanthropy, giving away, giving back to the third sector, to nonprofits, to, you know, save your soul kinds of things. And they basically began to treat philanthropy, as many people had before that, but not in any kind of high-profile way, as investments, just like their for-profit investments. And they brought into philanthropy what they conceived to be a newly critical emphasis on impact, on evidence, on numbers, on the same kinds of things that they had done with their businesses. They were more interested in high-risk, high-gain philanthropy. Since they're still parenting, they're very interested in education, which levels the playing field, usually at younger levels, that is, the ages of their children. But that's on the kind of cultural side of philanthropy.